Prabhu is going to do a dramatic reading of, what is it?
Krishna
and
the Forest Fire.
Of Krishna extinguishing the forest fire. So it's a really nice story from Krishna book.
Krishna. It's time to eat burfi to get serious. Guess what? I'm all out of burfi. We're going to get serious now. I read a few pastimes about Krishna, the butter thief, and Krishna Rukmini. But now we will go into a next chapter. We're going to read about Krishna killing the demons. And actually, we get information from Shastra, from Bhaktivinoda Thakur, that although when Krishna was in Vrindavan 5,000 years ago, Vrindavan is a place near Delhi, on the road to Agra, there were these demons, and Krishna killed all of them. However, these demons, they also... when we read these stories about Krishna killing these demons, then we get purified. And how we actually exactly get purified is explained by the acharyas. This particular pastime, the following is written. It's called extinguishing the first forest fire. The first forest fire represents hatred and arguments between Vaishnavas or different religions and disrespecting each other's deities. It can also represent any type of clash or conflict. And then another point that Srila Sanatana Goswami makes, that some people say that the fire was a friend of Kaliya's who assumed this form, and another say that he was a demon who was a follower of Kamsa. This story, it happens right after Kaliya got killed by Lord Krishna. I won't get into that because we don't have time for it. And Krishna just killed him. And his mother, she was very worried about him. So we'll start there. This is read from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, chapter 17. It's the chapter itself is called The History of Kaliya. The greatly fortunate mother Yashoda, having lost her son and then regained him, placed him on her lap. That chaste lady cried constant torrents of tears as she repeatedly embraced him. Because the residents of Vrindavan were feeling very weak from hunger, thirst, and fatigue, they and the cows spent the night where they were laying down near the bank of the Kalindi. Although the people were weak from hunger and thirst, they did not drink the milk from the cows present there because they feared it had been contaminated by the serpent's poison. The residents of Vrindavan were so overjoyed to get back their beloved Krishna that they did not want to go back to their houses. They wanted to stay with Krishna on the bank of the Yamuna so that they could continuously see him. Thus they decided to take rest near the river bank. During the night, while all the people of Vrindavan were asleep, a great fire blazed up within the dry summer forest. The fire surrounded the inhabitants of Raj on all sides and began to scorch them. Then the residents of Vrindavan woke up, extremely disturbed by the great fire threatening to burn them. Thus, they took shelter of Krishna, the Supreme Lord, who by his spiritual potency appeared like an ordinary human being. The Supreme Lord is there with infinite potency, which effortlessly manipulates all existence according to the omniscient desire of the Absolute Truths. The residents of Vrindavan took shelter of Krishna, thinking, "This blessed boy will certainly be empowered by God to save us." They remembered the words of the sage Garga Muni spoken at the birth ceremony of Lord Krishna. Anena sarva durgani yuyamanya starishyata. By his power, you will easily be able to cross over all obstacles. Therefore, the residents of Vrindavan, who had full faith in Krishna, took shelter of the Lord in hopes of being saved from the impending disaster threatened by the forest fire. The residents of Vrindavan prayed to Krishna, 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 O Lord of all opulence, O Rama, possessor of unlimited power, this most terrible fire is about to devour us, your devotees. O Lord, we are your true friends and devotees. Please protect us from this insurmountable fire of death. We can never give up your lotus feet, which drive away all fear. If this deadly fire overcomes us, we will be separated from your lotus feet, and this is unbearable for us. Therefore, just so that we can go on serving your lotus feet, please protect us. Seeing his devotees so disturbed, Sri Krishna, the infinite Lord of the universe and possessor of infinite power, then swallowed the terrible forest fire. Sri Krishna ki jai. Hare Krishna. So thank you very much. So now we're going to have some kirtan, right? Or we have some more bhajan, I don't know. Okay. Hare Krishna.